This is Gamercast episode 291, Silent Hunter Online. This is the show recorded on the 30th of April, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Woo.
Woo.
So what's new in Gamercast land?
What
fun content have we got on the website?
Lots of previews coming up. I kind of mentioned them last week, didn't I?
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
For the news.
That's like 2 weeks we've done that. Like, I cut to you and you start coughing.
No, I yawned last week.
Or whatever it was.
Okay, so there's a bit of news. There's not a huge amount of news. I mean, there's more news than there are releases. But yeah, so to start off, God of War Ascension news. So this got announced today. It has multiplayer. So they're taking a leap to the multiplayer side of things. It is having single player as well as a core focus with Kratos, but there is now multiplayer being added. You choose classes, which are gods. So there's Zeus, Ares, Poseidon, and who was the last one?
Michael Jackson.
Zeus, Ares, Poseidon.
Freddy Krueger.
No.
The Boogeyman.
No.
And or men.
Boogeyman. Is that my computer?
Is your computer spinning up like a madman?
Well, I watched. There was a live stream.
It's because of the 67 tabs you've got open.
I watched the live stream and watched the kind of announcement trailer and all this stuff. So yeah, it's having a team-based multiplayer. Within a God of War style environment, you do have massive things. So they had so it's team based. So there's different card teams. Don't shake your head. Polyphemus, is that his name? Polyphemus, yeah. So the example demo that they've shown has Polyphemus, who's the Cyclops, kind of like the main Cyclops from Greek mythology. He's in the background going, and he's got chains on his neck and on his arms, keeping him like tied down a bit. And what you have to do is you have to capture bases. So there's two bases, which are cogs that can tighten up his chains. Well, this is just an example of what some of the multiplayer is like. And then once you gain control of those chains, you can I think it was the sword of Zeus comes down, or the lightning bolt sword of Zeus comes down, and you can go attack Polyphemus and try and kill him. Whereas the other team are then currently going to be trying to take over the bases and take the sword away from you.
So it's like 2-4, only not Team Fortress.
It's got fixed camera angles, I believe. I think that's what I read properly, to try and stop people from just being able to move the camera around everywhere willy-nilly. And it does actually look really good for multiplayer. They haven't shown any single player yet. They've said they'll show more at E3, so I'm sure we'll see lots of stuff back then. In the future, because they'll probably show something at the Sony conference and be something playable on the show floor, perhaps. Next up, Sega have announced a new game, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed.
So is this like the last one, only with a Transformer like Grimlock in it?
So they've got transforming cars. So their cars can transform into, from cars to planes or to boats. So there's different landscapes within the world. Not entirely sure if it's automatic or if it's a choice. I imagine for ease it would be an automatic change. But so you could be driving all of a sudden and it goes down into water and then you turn into a boat. And then your boat's speeding and, oh no, you're going off a waterfall. Oh no, you're in a plane.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So yeah, a new game in the All-Stars, Sonic All-Stars Racing kind of franchise thing. Hopefully some cool Sega characters are in it.
Next up, we've got some Hitman news.
Yes.
So Hitman's obviously that guy who goes,
Agent 47.
I know what his name is.
Alright.
It's that guy who goes bang, bang with his gun and, yeah.
Or more like, pew, because he's trying to be quiet.
Well, when I play, it's not very quiet.
Oh, you run and gun.
It's like, Nibois, where's my submachine gun?
It's called stealth.
Stealth? That's for Splinetracel, not this hitman.
Splinetracel, no. Stealth within,
Well, but obviously, Splinetracel is almost Call of Duty now, so what difference does it make?
Nah. Well, there was still stealth within the last one. Anyway, so they've announced they've announced a new character called Benjamin Travis, who, if you go on the Hitman Absolution website, they have videos that show kind of in-depth background on these people, which also has art been drawn by some Ben Oliver guy who's a comic artist.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Travis is voiced by Powers Booth, who was in Sin City and 24.
24? Isn't that thing with the guy called Nate Bauer? No, I
get it. Jack Bauer. I get it. Nate Bauer. I getcha. It's okay. I getcha. And if you watch this video, it's also got Shannon Sossaman, who was apparently in A Knight's Tale, and she plays Jade in Hitman. Hopefully Square Enix will have Hitman on show at E3, and we might actually get to have a play of it, as opposed to all that we've seen so far, which was just that original E3 demo playthrough, pretty much. So next up, some Diablo 3 news.
Yeah, so they've announced some of the launch details for the UK.
Well, the launch details for the UK. So
these are all the details. All of the details have been announced.
Well, the kind of flagship launch event is happening in HMV on Oxford Street. So that's the big store, so 150 Oxford Street. So the ones that have had, like, Kojima, Will Wright. Final Fantasy launches and stuff like that. So it's going to be starting at 10 o'clock in the evening on the 14th of May, because, of course, Diablo 3 comes out on the 15th of May, as it's a worldwide release. Anyone who attends has
a
chance...
What do I get?
Well, that's the thing. You're not guaranteed anything. You've got the chance to win prizes from multiple contests, giveaways, and that's kind of it, from their partners. So it will be, obviously, Blizzard-branded things, as well as, I guess, gear. So I don't know if SteelSeries is still their main kind of accessory merchandise people or not.
Well, they've got accessories. I don't know if it's SteelSeries.
Okay, it used to be.
They've got mice, mouse mats,
yeah.
Headphones.
Actually, there's a few different kinds that do their stuff, though. So, yeah, you could do that. As well as that, they will have signing happening. They've said they have developers there. They haven't said whom. But there will be someone there signing copies of the games as well. And they've said you'll be able to buy the collector's edition from their stores, too. Not that I doubt they'll sell out of collector's editions, because just like the last Blizzard releases, I'm sure they're just going to have lots and lots of stock. You'll be able to buy the game from 11 o'clock, so you can buy it slightly early. They haven't said, like, you know, like they did, I think, for... Did they do it for... What was the last... Cataclysm? Didn't they do a cosplay thing at Cataclysm, or did they not? Either way, they haven't announced anything like that. They haven't announced spot prizes either. Spot prizes are usually quite nice. But yeah, so if you live in London, it's ideal because you'll be able to get home. If you live outside London, you probably won't be able to get home because you'll leave the launch event maybe around midnight, and there might not be any trains to get you home. Especially because the lines will be pretty long as well, because they always are at the HMV in Oxford Street. Unless you go to see Will Wright, because for some reason he had a very short queue. But everyone else has had it was Will Wright on a weekday, and there was less people there. And it wasn't advertised that well.
Well, this is a weekday.
Well, yeah, it is a weekday. So you either take the day off work, or if you don't have a job, you can just pop down there anyways.
If you don't have a job, you can just bum about in that general direction.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the event. It's always HMV, isn't it, that does Blizzard?
I don't know. I never go to these things, do I?
I go to events, but not game events.
Am I
going
to pay like 20 quid to go to London?
Well, I don't go to midnight launches London, because they're too fiddly to get to and get home from. Otherwise, I'd go to them, because it'd be fun.
Yeah. Silent Hill news now. Silent Hill's a game.
Yes.
Which has... stuff.
Yes. So recently, Silent Hill Downpour and the HD Collection were released on Xbox 360 and PS3.
Yeah, someone was hassling me about that today. Have you got Downpour? You know, don't have it.
And They've had a few people moan about them because they're a little bit buggy. And Konami have put out an official release. Well, yeah, Japanese don't care about bugs.
Japanese and QA, oxymoron.
Yeah, but Konami would have. Well, you say Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
You do realise that Downpour is not Japanese. Is it? Is it Czech?
It's Konami, Japanese Vatra. Publisher. They're responsible.
Well, it was made by Vatra, who are Czech.
Oh, Eastern European. It's almost as far away as Japan.
Perhaps not as far away. Anyway, so they were a little bit buggy, especially the HD compilation. And so Konami have apologised and have said that they're patching them. With their patch for HD collection, it will solve some of the frame rate issues that have happened in the game, as well as audio synchronisation, because there were a few issues with that, and things going out of sync. And with Silent Hill Downpour, they're doing autosave fixes. So there was issues with the autosaving in the game. So I don't know if it was just that it didn't save or not. I haven't picked up...
Pretty critical.
But yeah, to be fair, Silent Hill HD collection had some really bad reviews based off it having quite major issues. So like... If you had a notification pop up on Xbox Live, the game would just kind of grind to a halt while it tried to get rid of the notification and stuff like that. There were lots of people complaining about it. And the thing is, though, Silent Hill 2, it was made for a PS2, so it had lots of fog. They put lots of fog in the game. It worked really well on the PS2. However, by upscaling it and making it look nicer on the PS3 and 360, it meant you could see holes of where the world wasn't completed and stuff like that. It's what you get. If you try and port a game by only changing its graphics like ever so slightly from an old console to a new one, you're going to get these kind of things. But that's the thing that Silent Hill 2 could do really easy with the PS2. They managed to cut so many corners with their fog. Just watch the making of DVD that came with Silent Hill 2 on the PS2.
Getting really sick. So it sounds like Silent Hill Downpour has a major critical fault around saving your data.
I'm not sure what the fault
and
was.
And it shipped with that.
I'm not sure what the fault was.
I was like, oh, it's alright, we'd release a patch for it.
They were both pushed back as
what
well.
What if my console isn't online?
They both...
Well, it obviously needed more time in the oven.
But obviously it couldn't have enough time.
Total War Battles, Shogun is coming out. This is an iOS.
Well, it is out.
Okay, it is out now. It's an iOS game, yep. And it's out.
It's coming out on Android as well. I don't believe it's out on Android yet, I think. But it was mainly just that they've announced that if you complete the campaign on Total War Battles, Shogun, you get some free DLC for Shogun 2 for Samurai, which is the Sendai Clan Pack. Did you get that with the limited edition?
Sendai? That's those blue people up in the corner. Nipbar.
Did you get any extra?
I'll play as whatever they are, the Satsuma.
Satsuma?
I might have a DLC, but I probably didn't bother putting the code in.
Doesn't tell me. Yeah, so if you have...
Just root for my games, I don't mind.
If you bought the Total Battle Shogun game... and you've completed it, you get a key code when you complete it that you can then type in on Steam to get the Sendai Clan for if you have Fallen Samurai. They've also said that it will shortly be updated to include a new skirmish mode.
Oh, I'll let you do the next one since I have little respect for
Theatre Rhythm Final Fantasy, which is, we mentioned it briefly before, a rhythm action or a rhythm game based around the Final Fantasy series. So it uses music from the Final Fantasy games and it's a touch screen, so you get little things and you tap on them and stuff like that. It looks really cool. I'm actually very tempted to buy it.
No.
And it's been given a release date of the 6th of July. Also, if you pre-order it off Amazon, you get a free little stylus, and the stylus comes with 17 stickers, and you can peel off a sticker and put it on the end of the stylus. That's if you buy it from Amazon while the stock's last.
Max Payne 3 news now, yeah. For those people who want to see Max Payne ruined.
You've passed it. So they've released the PC specs. I thought you were going to look at them. They've released the PC specs for Max Payne 3, which I believe are just from minimum to recommended. So recommended, 16 gig of RAM. That's quite hefty. Don't you think?
Those specs are wrong.
Why are they wrong?
Where does it say 16 gig of RAM?
RAM. 16.
It says 2 to 16 gigabytes.
Yeah, 2 to 16.
So work with 2 gigabytes somewhere.
Yeah, it'll work with 2, but I imagine then they're saying if you have 16, it'll work even better.
Well, yeah, if you have more RAM in general, it'll work better. Obviously, well, hang on a minute. That game's only 32-bit, isn't it? It won't be able to address more than 2 gigs of RAM.
Well, yeah, because it says you can have 32 or 64.
Game executable's probably only 32-bit. So what's the point? Typo.
You think that's a typo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay then. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll bet you £10 Max Payne is only a 32-bit executable. In which case it won't be able to address more than 2 gigabytes of RAM anyway.
Does that mean it'd never be able to, even if you're on 64?
Can I finish the same thing? I'm computer talk now, yeah?
Okay. First
world
computer.
Nerd problems. if it's free to be application, even if it's compiled with large address aware on, it could still only access 3 gigabytes of RAM.
And they put it
well,
on the website.
You might be able to push it to 4, but Windows will mess up. So, yeah. If it's 64-bit, then yeah, but why are they going to load 16 gig of stuff into memory?
Didn't you?
Like, what's the point? Hard drive space 35 gig. Screw it. Why don't they just put minimum requirements 32 gig of RAM and put the whole game into RAM? That'll speed up load times. Apart from the first 20 minutes where Ashley has to load all that data into RAM.
No one's complained about it.
Because no one even knows.
But yeah, so on the Rockstar website, they've put these up as well. I was mainly putting it on here to mention the 16 gig of RAM.
Intel dual core 2.4 gigahertz. So actually the specs are quite heavy. I'm assuming these are recommended, because if they're going minimum with that, they're not going to sell more than 6 copies on the PC.
Already?
i7 6 core i7. At 3 gigahertz, come on man, that's high end stuff. Now that's recommended, isn't it?
Probably. I mean, that Radeon's pretty high. Well, but then no, see, because where they've got the dash, so they've got a Radeon HD 3400 to a Radeon HD 7970. So I'm kind of in the middle of that.
Whatever's... You're in the middle of that? What?
I'm a 4,500, am I? Hey, that computer's like 3 years old, 4 years old.
It's a noob graphics card.
Mean. Hey, you took my processor.
I took your processor to do this stupid live show we do.
Okay.
What's the point, man? What's the point? This is a podcast, yeah? And yet all my cores are now working at 50%, recording a copy of the video stream locally, and streaming it. And it's like, near what?
Apparently Timmy Black needs to upgrade his PS3. Well, yeah. Presuming it's a him.
We need to upgrade our PS3 to one that doesn't suck.
My PS3
like an
does
Xbox
not suck.
360, for example.
My PS3 does not suck. Either does my 360.
Can we get a move on?
Yes. So next up, Warlock Master of the Arcane. I should play this. It's a really nice turn-based PC game.
It's a ninja warlock.
It looks really, really, really nice. Charlotte previewed it for Gamercast. You can check out our preview on gamercast.net. Just search for Warlock or just click on previews.
You'll laugh if you search for Warlock and like someone's face just shows up randomly.
So now you're going to do that, aren't you?
I am going to do that.
You're not allowed. Yes, so if you would be interested in playing that, it's pretty much Civ but with magic. And, like, cute rats and all this stuff.
Eh?
What?
Civ, as in Civilization.
Yeah, it's a turn-based strategy.
Only with rats.
Well, no, it's with magic, but I was saying there's cute rats because you can play as a rat race.
Oh, look at these four things that show up for Warlock.
Yep. Well, now there's a demo released if you'd like to give it a go. It is really pretty, so I don't know if it's heavy at all on the spec, but Charlotte played it fine on her PC, I imagine. But yeah, so just pop on the Gamercast website and you can find a link to the demo and give it a play. Next up, Sony have kind of given their answer to Smash Bros. In PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. This is their new beat-em-up game. Hey, it looks really good. So
Sony.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Nintendo.
QA.
Nintendo and the Wii Smash Bros. How's that multiplayer-wise? Oh, it's great. The Wii's great for multiplayer. However, Sony...
Wii's fantastic for multiplayer.
Where's the community?
Don't need a community if I'm just playing with my mate. I'm playing with my mate.
Have you ever played on a Wii Online?
No.
No. So
did I say online? You just said multiplayer.
Well, I mean online multiplayer.
I never said that.
Fine, sorry. Well, you could. I imagine it's got online and offline.
PlayStation Online, yeah. You turn your PS3 on, you connect it to the internet. You've got 16 terabytes of patches to download.
Not always.
6 months later, and it conks out and you have to buy a new one anyway. And you repeat the process again.
All Stars Battle Royale is kind of like the... Well, a lot of people are saying, oh, you're ripping off Smash Brothers. You can say that with the UI and all that kind of stuff. But it looks like it works really well. In the demo, there's Kratos, Sweet Tooth, who's the flaming clown guy from Twisted Metal. There's Fat Princess from Fat Princess. And Parappa the Rapper from... Parappa the Rapper. Of course,
because he's cool.
There's also Colonel Radek from Killzone and Sly Cooper. There better be Sackboy. I'm just saying that now. If there is no Sackboy as a playable character, I will be slightly disappointed in Sony for doing that, because it's one of their first party titles. So, well, I believe it's first party, as it, well, they kind of call it their own thing, don't they? I don't know. But yeah, there's a whole load of characters that you could kind of see working really well in it, just because Sony have a lot of IP behind them that they could very easily just plop into a game. All they need is a character and a model, and then fit something around it. I mean, I thought it was weird because Parappa skates on a skateboard, and he doesn't do that much of that. He should drive a car and run into people, try and go to the left and dodge and stuff.
Yeah. That's the sort of road safety we'd like to promote to children.
Well, you haven't played Parappa the Rapper, have you? Or have you?
I do not care to play the silly game.
You should, it's good. But yeah, so
I do not have any such machine capable of playing it.
Yes, we do. The PS3. And my PS2.
Does this computer, my computer, play?
You could.
No, because I'm not allowed any Sony software on my computer.
Anyway.
Apart from SoundForge and Vegas.
So as well as Sackboy, they could easily, of course, because they've got Parappa, they could have other NanoShare characters, so Lammy from Umjama Lammy.
What about Master Chief?
You could have Sunny Funny, although I'm sure she'd be against
Master Chief
fighting people. Nope. And
what about the guy with the red hair in Shogun, the Tosser mate?
Vibri from Vibribbon, or of course there's Cole from
The Sixth Sense.
Infamous. There's the little Journey dudes.
Creepy
that
kid.
That could be pretty cool. Ratchet and Clank, that'd be awesome. You could also have a little Nathan Drake or Kazuma from Yakuza. Because that's, well, it's not a Sony game, but Sega might let them have a license, who knows. Either way, I think they really have to go out there to get all the characters in. Because Nintendo have this great back catalogue of characters, which is what they, of course, fill Smash Brothers with. So Sony need to do the same thing and do it with this game. But it's four-player fighting, beat 'em up, with nice kind of backgrounds going on, lots of interactiveness, and it's kind of different game world environments meeting each other in the middle and going sploosh.
But does it have hats for Team Fortress?
No.
StarCraft?
No.
World of Warcraft?
No.
Well, what's the point?
I hope they'll have a build for this game at E3, because it'd be quite fun playing it with people. I'll play it with Charlotte and try and beat her. Although, of course, Pikachu's the easiest character to use in Smash Brothers, so I wonder if there's going to be, like, an easiest character. Or at least, Pikachu's a bit of a cheat character. At least last time I played Smash Bros. Anyway, next up, St. Thomas was alone news, so we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago.
Failing to do their balance properly then, are you?
Well, no, it's just because...
Balance.
Because you could very easily just pull a lightning bolt, make a lightning bolt go up, down... And then if anyone was on the top and didn't realise that you were below them, it'd go, and he goes, Pika! And then everyone flies around and they fall off, and then they've got to try and jump back, and they don't jump back.
Fantastic!
Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, Thomas was alone news. We mentioned this previously a couple of weeks back, because their Indiegogo, well, Mike's Indiegogo funding that he's got for it. They went to Game City Nights last Thursday, and he announced a voice actor for his game from the Indiegogo funding. No, it's not you.
Fantastic about voice acting.
He got Danny Wallace. He does a voice for what's his face? Sean in Assassin's Creed.
No.
Well, in the Assassin's Creed series.
What about Gandalf?
He's got
Gandalf
his own show on XFM.
Gandalf.
Well, the last time I listened to XFM was when Adam and Joe were on it. He's done loads of books, done lots of TV stuff. So yeah, it's pretty cool. If you go on our website, we've got the trailer on there, and you can watch the Danny Wallace kind of narration over the top. It's quite a nice.
What about Call of Duty
edition? What? Thomas Was Alone is about squares and rectangles. Oh. And Thomas, who was alone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In other news, Ubisoft have announced Silent Hunter Online. Mm-hmm. This is a sequel / spin-off to, obviously, the Silent Hunter series of games, which up until number 4 were fantastic. Then it sort of went downhill. No offense, 5, but...
So does the studio that usually make them have a name, or is it just Ubisoft?
It's Ubisoft Romania.
Yeah, is it just Romania?
Aye. So these games have traditionally been developed by Ubisoft Romania. Silent Hunter 1, 2 and 3, brilliant. 3 obviously had some major flaws with it, in that it only supported 1024 by 768 resolution, which is still the single biggest obstacle for me playing this game, because it's a teeny weeny little square in like the corner of my screen, because it's so low res. I mean, there are some hacks you can do on Windows XP with DirectX to make it bigger, but you can't do that in newer versions of Windows, and it's just like, and even the hacks even then usually screwed up the mouse anyway. So yeah, number 4 was rubbish because it's Pacific. No offense, Pacific, but that's boring. It's the Atlantic is where it is at, yeah?
Where it's at.
Pacific, yo. Fighting Japanese people and Americans. Boring. No, we want Germans, man, and the British. We don't want some
Japanese. So you can pretend that you're in Das Boot.
Das Boot. Das Boot.
Oh, film 4.
Yeah, so this is an online version of that, which is maybe semi browser based.
I know, it's a free to play browser based MMO multiplayer game.
So yeah, they're saying it's browser based, but I'm hoping it's not browser based and that it has some sort of executable so that it's not rubbish.
It's made by Blue Byte.
So yeah, the trouble is it's being made by different people, which means it'll probably be really dumbed down, even more so than number 5 was. The reason number 5 sucked, by the way, is because it was dumbed down and it only had like 2 submarines in it. No, in fact, it only had a Type 7 in it. No offense, but I don't want to be seen dead in a crappy Type 7. I want my flipping Type 21s and all the cool high-end super subs, and even like the Type 12, man. Let's get some I want to start my career with like a Type 2, yeah?
You do know that the heart of the game is the Battle of the Atlantic.
Yeah, I know where it's set.
Okay.
You? Because obviously the point of it being online is now it's got multiplayer. You can play as a wolf pack and go pew 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 and hunt down the convoys and everything. But I'm just really concerned it's going to be dumbed down. You know, we need to appeal to the hardcore people. I want to have a pencil and a piece of paper on my desk working out my flipping target things.
Trajectory.
Yeah.
I got the word.
You know, I want my handbook here so I can look at different ships to identify what ship I'm looking at. I don't want the game to do that for me. I want to look for this is a thingamajig ship.
You want a really niche game, Paul.
This is the thingamajig ship. Okay, it's got that shape to it. Okay,
how
this
you make yourself a sub game?
This is what I think it is. Well, you have to do it proper, like an actual submarine crew. There's no computer to do it for you. You have to work it out for yourself. Then you just listen to how fast the revolutions on it is. Okay, well, it's moving this fast with that particular type of boat. Therefore, I know it's going to be there in 6 minutes' time when my torpedo gets over to it. And that way, I can plot my torpedo and the depth and everything. Not fire, 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 fire. No, sorry, my torpedo tubes take an hour to reload, yeah? A torpedo is a big-ass 25,000 mark expensive piece of equipment, yeah? You can't just put another one in the tube in 2 minutes flat, or worse yet, have it reloaded in like 10 seconds and have a rapid-fire boat with like 6 million torpedoes in it, which just spew across the whole Atlantic and sink everything on the surface of the entire ocean. We want a proper game, yeah? Because if you mess it up, I will spend a whole episode ranting about how rubbish it is.
Cool. So next up, Tango Gameworks have announced their new, well, actually their first game in a way. Because of course,
wait,
last game
I haven't finished. You can sign up for the beta by going to the website, which is
silenthunteronline.com. Yep.
I have done, and hopefully I get it, and then I can moan about it.
I've done it as well.
Moan about it. Stupid game.
So yeah,
they're going to ruin it.
Tango Gameworks have announced their first game. Shinji Mikami, of course, last helped out on Suda51/Grasshoppers Shadows Damned. Shadows of the Damned, sorry. And so Tango Gameworks and Shinji Murakami became a part of Bethesda quite some time ago, and they've now announced their new game, Zwei, as in German number two, Zwei.
Not dry then, or wine.
No, Zwei.
Sieben.
No, acht, neun, zehn, fünf, zehn. I'm just going to keep saying numbers in German. Yeah, so Shinji Murakami, as of course, at heart, he is a survival horror game creator, or he loves the genre. So Zwei is a survival horror. Of course, he used to work at Capcom. He worked on stuff like Resident Evil, Dino Crisis, all the cool stuff, and now he's making a new game.
Great.
He claims it's a true survival horror, and it's where the player will confront and overcome fear. He's found his focus, and once again, he's striving for pure survival horror. He's being very hands-on in the development of the game to ensure the quality is there. Rest assured for anyone who may think that it might go all craziness. So yeah, hopefully they'll announce some stuff soon. They haven't really announced anything at all. All there is some kind of mood boardy concept art, which shows a few locations in different corners of an image. Maybe they'll be saying shown at E3. Maybe exclusive to a platform, who knows? Or maybe we'll get to play at E3. Yay! We're like conductors. Whee!
What's this about Ubisoft?
So Ubisoft are doing competition. It ends in a couple of days, though.
Oh dear, considering I'm not going to be bothered to upload this episode for next week.
Ends on Thursday. So Ubisoft are giving away the chance to send someone over to E3. So if you'd like to go to E3, you're based in the UK, you're over 21, and you have a passport, you can enter this competition. So what they pretty much want you to do, it's ideal us doing it on here, because they want people to make a video.
The tiny minority of our downloads.
Who have listened all this way through the episode.
One of you.
So Ubisoft to give someone the chance to go to E3, you just had to create a video saying about why you absolutely love Ubisoft and why they should send you over there.
Love Ubisoft because they ruined Silent Hunter.
You have to have a Uplay account to do it.
Love Ubisoft because they made me have a Uplay.
And you just say what your Uplay username is in the video, and then just do a video about whatever the hell you want. So, like, how much you love Assassin's Creed, so you can dress up as Altair or Ezio, or you could dress up as Rayman. Or
Rayman, that's a bit extreme, isn't it?
Yeah, just pull your arms and legs off and you're fine, it's easy. Or Jade from Beyond and Evil, anything. Just make a cool video and send it in. We've got about it on the website, so just go on the Game Pass website.
Can I make a video of me playing Silent Hunter? We're compressed 2 months worth of patrolling into the Atlantic into a really fast, super fast video.
It has to be under 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll compress 2 months worth of gameplay into 5 minutes.
If you want it.
And then I'll be like, please do not ruin Silent Hunter Online, or else this Submariner will be an angry and will kill you.
So the competition ends
I at will torp
11:59 in the evening on May 3rd. So you've got until Thursday night.
I can't do it. I need 2 months to make my video. I play Silent Hunter in real time. I don't do the speed up compression stuff.
Okay. So first prize, you do get to go to you can dress up as Glowbox.
Hopefully we don't get attacked while I'm at work. I have to have a radio link so I can dash back home thinking just die for 4 hours and I'll come back and sort out later.
So as well as that, they do let you, they give you a ticket or a VIP pass, they call it, to the Ubisoft press conference, and you can go behind the scenes apparently and talk to the developers and stuff like that. There's also other prizes. The other prizes are pretty darn cool. Second prize, you get a 360 250 gig slimline console.
Got one.
With a copy of Ghost Recon Future Soldier and two Ghost Recon Future Soldier Xbox 360 controllers, which are Mad Cats. They're really nice controllers, though. Then for third to fifth prize, you get a copy of Ghost Recon Future Soldier, one of the controllers, and a hoodie, an Assassin's Creed hoodie from Insert Coin.
I can have one of those.
And sixth and seventh place get the Assassin's Creed hoodie.
Sponsored by Skyrim today.
I'm just going to be sponsored by Rage. Hey, we're totally Bethesda people.
Damn, we should have called this episode 291.
Except then that you got Alan Wake.
Brought to you by Bethesda. And Microsoft. Some guy who is not Max Payne anymore.
He's not Max Payne anymore. He never was Max Payne. He's not Sam Lake. Yeah, and then 6th and 7th get the hoodie, the Assassin's Creed hoodie, that is, and 2 tickets to Eurogamer in September. That's the Eurogamer Expo that happens in London at Elsecore. And yeah, so if this, I'm sure this video will be up before Thursday.
This video will be up.
I kind of want to
end
enter.
End of Tuesday at the latest.
But I wouldn't really know what to do, because I don't have all
well,
my...
Well, you don't need to enter.
I don't
We're
have
going
my,
anyway.
Yep, yeah, I'd like to win the other prizes. But I don't have any I don't have that many of my Ubisoft games here. I might just splice together videos.
I've got Silent Hunter
Ubisoft
games.
Stuff. Okay.
Let's see what Ubisoft games I've got. One. Silent Hunter 3. Oh, that's 2K.
Not many of them. Whoops.
This is one of the best games ever. This and number 2.
Okay, so next up, do that if you want. Go on their website and you can find out more information on it. It's well in all the terms and conditions. Legends of Pegasus was announced by Calypso a while back. This is a 4X space strategy game. So I was just going to say there's a trailer up for it now. If you watch it, it's on our website. I don't think it looks as good as the trailer I watched for Distant Worlds. Because, there is cool stuff about Legends of Pegasus, but the star systems looked very organised in position, which I thought was a little bit odd. But it has a really cool ship creation section, so kind of like Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, so you can create your ship by adding all these parts together on a blueprint. That's really quite cool. So pop on our website and you can check out the trailer.
This
it's coming out
was another awesome game.
This year on
Silent
PC.
Hunter 2, which has multiplayer support with Destroyer Command. It was brilliant. One of your mates could be a destroyer and you could be the submarine. It was just like, wow, man, this is brilliant. Oh, yeah, Destroyer Command. Oh, it doesn't need a box art. That's how successful Destroyer Command was. Good stuff. Good games. Good games, man. I played Silent Hunter 2 and Destroyer Command loads.
Yeah.
Silent Hunter 3 was alright. You could tolerate how slightly more dumbed down it was, but I think it was worth it. But 5, come on, that's ridiculous.
Okay, so next up we have, it was kind of announced in an interview with Mr. Robert Stalybras of Excalibur Publishing.
Hey, I know that guy.
They announced that they were making a game, well, I think they announced it a bit before that as well, a game called Circus World, which is an in-house developed title. So Excalibur themselves are making it. They've got their own little developers typing away and drawing away. Well, not literally drawing, but, you know, making 3D models. And they're making a game called Circus World, which is a circus management sim. So you take over a circus that is dilapidated and not too great, and you build it up from the ground and make it amazing and super cool and all this stuff. They've released a trailer and announced the date, and it's coming out in, well, they've announced a date window, a release window of September this
Whoops.
Year. And yeah, it's just a shame that there's no gameplay in the trailer that's out there. But hopefully it'll be the same kind of cuteness of Zoo Tycoon and that kind of stuff. And then finally,
DTP, not desktop publishing.
Yeah, DTP Entertainment have apparently gone into insolvency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've filed for insolvency. So DTP are a German publisher. They publish.
That's administration in the UK.
Yeah, they
or Chapter 11 in America.
They develop loads and loads of. Well, they don't develop. They publish lots of games. They were publishing the upcoming Awesome Noughts, which we mentioned loads of times on the show, being made by Ronimo Games. This was coming out tomorrow on PlayStation Plus. And it was coming out, I think, Wednesday, which is the 2nd, for everyone else, so on standard PSN and on Xbox Live Arcade. However, they've gone into insolvency, so no one's really sure on what's happening. I wanted to get a copy of the game myself. It's an XBLA game. Of course, DTP have lots of other stuff in the works at the moment. But yeah, that's really crappy news. Like, they've been working on this game for ages, and it was originally coming out last year, and then it was coming out later on, and then it was coming out just after that. I mean, of course, DTP published Crash Timefall, which we mentioned coming out last week, if it did actually come out last week. Not sure. But yeah, I think that's really cruddy news. Because I want to play that game, I know loads of people that want to play it. So, yeah, that's pretty crap. So yeah, that's kind of it for the news this week.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Time for the fun part.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
So last week, everybody would have heard this. Nobody actually guessed what it was.
You look like you were about to sneeze.
Nobody actually guessed what it was. Well, Catherine kind of tried to guess.
I don't even know what I said.
You said Squeak, lol, multiplayer piracy, but.
Wow.
That's actually the wrong answer.
Really? Really?
Yeah, so the answer was actually Battlefield 1942.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Quite surprised no one got that, because we had people in the chat room saying, oh yeah, I think I know what it is. But apparently not.
I played more too.
Well, yeah, Battlefield 2, that was where it's at.
I love Battlefield 2.
Battlefield 2 is good.
Well, PC, of course. Not like modern... Is it Modern Combat?
Oh, yeah, console stuff. Don't get me started on the consoles, man. You know what I think about consoles. It's no good. Anyway, this week, something a bit different. We've got this. Yeah. Clues. Wii, about a year old.
Wii exclusive?
As far as I know.
About a year old. I agree, Charlotte. The gunshots do sound familiar. Go on, then. Now, the music would be more familiar. And GoldenEye wouldn't be spelled
nah.
Wrong. Nah, it's not.
Nah. Not. That's the wrong answer, Cameron. It's not GoldenEye, nah, nah, nah.
Well, I'm thinking that GoldenEye, if you read it out, would be spelled incorrectly on your OneNote.
Yeah, but you know how I do it. I just do that.
Yeah, you might put a space.
And it works anyway.
So it turns out me and Charlotte were both thinking perhaps GoldenEye.
So Charlotte thinks GoldenEye.
I'm considering GoldenEye.
Well, can we
but
hurry
those,
up?
Those bullets sound... Well, those ricochet sound quite familiar. They're not golden... Well, I don't think they sound like GoldenEye.
It's a shooter. Wii, year old.
GoldenEye. GoldenEye's over a year old, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, GoldenEye re-release on the Wii.
GoldenEye, that's not on the Wii.
On the Wii. And 64... 2010 it came out.
GoldenEye 2. Come on, people.
It's quite hard to guess because all you've got is little bits of bullet shot in it.
Well, there's a little bit of music.
Yeah, I could hear it. I didn't think that sounded like GoldenEye music, though.
Well, maybe I used a segment where the music was quiet.
Well, I kind of got that because I couldn't hear it. Well, the only other stuff that's come out recently is, like, Conjurer 2.
Never heard of that.
I've never even heard of that. I think Conjurer 2 actually came out. Maybe it didn't. Put me down for GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
Yep, that's exactly what I said.
So, yeah, Catherine goes GoldenEye, Sean goes GoldenEye. If you think you know what it is, feedback at GamerCast.net. Leave a comment on the website, GamerCast.net, on this week's particular episode. Or you can leave a comment on YouTube, and maybe one of us will actually check YouTube and see the comment and then know about it. But that's Catherine's job. Yeah.
My job.
So, good luck, everyone. You're going to need it for this week because you do not have my lead skills.
New releases this week.
Yeah, so there's one or two games coming out this week. Not a massive, huge amount. Sniper Elite 2 is the big one. So this is that funky sniper game where hopefully all the camping snipers will get off TF2, Call of Duty and all these other games and play this game instead because it's for snipers. Basically, you're playing in World War II Germany and you go pew, 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 pew. And like the sort of the cool, unique feature about this is like it's got sort of bullet time. Well, not bullet time, but slow-mo action... Yeah, sort of like Mortal Kombat does, where the game goes slow and it zooms in, you get like kill cam, and you see the bullet go through the person x-rayed and all that stuff going on.
Impact views,
yes.
And stuff like that. Like what JFK Reloaded has. Is it JFK Reloaded? Or is it the JFK simulator?
From what I remember, JFK killed himself.
What?
Did you not see Red Dwarf?
Oh. I should have gotten that you were meaning that. Yeah, JFK Reloaded. That shows you like trajectories and stuff like that. Although this is less kind of in it. That's into it, and it just shows slow down, skeleton, where it impacts. Although the second the bullet makes contact, it almost zooms back straight away, so you really don't get to have a very long time to see exactly where it impacts.
No, I mean that's sort of well. But otherwise, it's fine doing the slow motion before the bullet hits. But if they continue that during the game and let you watch it too much in detail, you'd see that the model really doesn't do anything too fancy and it's all
probably, but it'd be nicer to see, or if it said on the screen, because what it does at the moment, if you shoot it through the eye or in the head or up the nose or in the mouth, it just says headshot, and it'd be so much nicer if it said left eye shot or something like that, or if it was a bit more detailed. But then of course they'd need lots more different kind of stuff based on knowing where things are on the body and whatnot. But there is a demo out for it on XBLA and PSN, and you can download it now and give it a play. It's about 400
meg. What about
PC? I'm not sure if the demo's out on PC.
What about PC?
Don't know. But Cyber Elite V2 is coming out on PC as well. That is a solely funded thing from Rebellion because they wanted to release it on PC. Okay, next up is Terra. This is a...
Not to be confused with Terraria.
So this is being released by Ubisoft, which I thought was a bit weird, because I believe it's like an MMO PvP style game, fantasy, kind of high, well not really high fantasy, there's not dragons and stuff, I don't think, but yeah, 7 races, 8 classes, you can buy 60 day game cards.
Reminds me of WoW and all these other games.
Reminds you of every other MMO that's out there. But yeah, so Ubisoft are throwing in an MMO. Then we got a retail release of Back to the Future, the game, on Wii, PlayStation 3, and PC. This is the Telltale-made point-and-click adventure game with Mr. AJ LoCascio doing the voice
it's
of Marty McFly.
It's got the guy who sounds just like the other guy.
Yeah, go on our... If you're watching this on our YouTube channel anyway, just look on our older videos and you'll find a very brief interview with him that we had at E3, and he does a Marty McFly impression, and it's just... He can really sound like him. And now they've also, of course, got him doing other work. So he did the Playing Dead, is it? Little kind of development diary things that they did for The Walking Dead. But yeah, so this is the retail release of Back to the Future. That has, I think it's 5 episodes. Yeah, all 5 episodes. So that's It's About Time, Get Talon, Citizen Brown, Double Visions, and Out of Time.
That's cool.
Yep. Then we have a new PlayStation 3. This is a red PlayStation 3. It's 320 gig hard drive, comes with 2 DualShock controllers in red, and, you know, cheapy cables and the usual kind of stuff. But it's in red. If you haven't got a PS3 yet, you can buy a red one now.
Oh, you can just buy an Xbox 360.
Yep. Then next up, we've got Mud FIM Motocross World Championship. This is a new FIM game. What is it that FIM stands for? I always kind of...
Fun
in
moped. I don't know.
So this is a motocross racing game. If you watch a trailer, they're doing lots of stunts and stuff like that while racing. So like Superman, things like that. Coming out on Xbox 360, PS3, and I think PC was in the list as well. There's 84 riders, 32 teams, 16 nations. You can have online up to 12 players.
And there's a giant leprechaun career appears. Mode.
Over 200,000 unique rider specifics ensure the highest level of detail in any motocross game ever. Photorealistic 3D models and highly polished liveries.
Aye.
What's a livery?
That's like the paint job.
Okay. So yeah, new motocross game. Then we got Mortal Kombat coming out on the PlayStation Vita. This is, of course, the release from the console versions, popped onto a PSP, this small and a little
And car. Then you lose it, and it goes down the drain, and then your mum shouts at you.
It got all the DLC... It's got all the DLC on it. They added new stuff. So, Tag Team, Challenge Tower, and a deep story mode to it. Well, they interweave some new gameplay stuff into it all.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 9's cool. I would buy it, but I'm a cheapskate.
Yeah.
It's a game I've actually wanted to buy
about,
for like
it's
2 years.
It's about 15 quid now.
But I'm not paying more than a fiver for a beat 'em up. Sorry.
And then we've got Fate Extra. This is a new PSP title. Not all stores, of course, will stock it as it's PSP, and not many stores actually stock PSP anymore.
Do you have PSP?
So this is a... Don't do that. This is a JRPG...
Because you don't have one.
A JRPG that Ghostlight have released. We mentioned it a few shows ago as well. It comes in a special edition only, or a collector's edition. Comes with a soundtrack, which comes in a nice little digibook. 16-page art book. It comes in a card packaging like their other ones. And if you buy it from Ghostlight, you get a poster, which is like A1, and a little book about...
We've got a question from the chat room about the PS3.
Uh-huh.
Can I put it into the show?
Yeah.
Is the red PS3 UK exclusive?
Previously, it was a Japanese exclusive, and now we've got it in the UK.
We have it in Franceland and Germania?
There has been no announcement for if it's coming out in America at the moment. Unless it's up on... If it's up on pre-order on any website,
yeah,
then
have
it
a look
may
on
be
the
out.
Website.
Otherwise, at the moment, it is just a UK thing. There is still a blue PS3 in Japan that has not come out over here. Maybe we'll get that one next. Let's just do a last check. Version 3 America. My results come up with Red Dead Redemption. You can buy controllers in red, but no word on
and
consoles.
And you can buy Red Dead Redemption and be that cowboy man. Pew. Pew. Pew, no, I shot my horse. Darn. Now my
you
horse.
You couldn't do that so easily at the start.
She made a noise. Pew, pew.
And it's like, oh no, now my horse is dead. Yeah, no word at all on an American release at the moment. They've called it Scarlet Red.
Red is it?
So it's available in the UK only at the moment. I imagine you might be able to import it if you're in Europe.
Yeah, just get it. Just import it.
Although it'd be quite expensive, I imagine.
You just need to replace the power lead, I assume.
Surely, though, you could order one off Amazon, maybe, because they usually ship to Europe. However, they will probably charge a large amount of postage.
Eh, whatever. Yeah, just buy Red Dead Redemption, it's cool.
A nice, shiny, slimline red. Can't see that, really.
No, maybe you should just send me the URL.
No, you don't have to show it.
And I can show it on the actual screen.
Get that, man.
Cats and Dogs, Pets at Play.
Yes, so this is
the final title we will be discussing.
Yes, this is a Nintendo 3DS game. So it's... I think it's the first one, really, since...
Is this Ubisoft or is this Nintendo?
No, this is neither.
Who's this, then?
It was someone else. Cats and Dogs, Pets at Play. Yes, so this is a 3DS-only title. And it's being released by DTP. That might not be coming out this week with them going into insolvency. See, there you go.
Oh, nice.
Got a kitty cat and a doggy, and they're kind of hugging. Well, they're not really hugging, but the dog's kind of leaning on the cat, and the cat's under the dog, and they look kind of cute. Yeah.
So yeah, further to the details about DTP being insolvent, this might not make an appearance this week.
Yes.
Although it wouldn't surprise me if it does, because I'd imagine retailers would already have it in stock.
Well, yeah, with it being just a 3DS title that probably doesn't have that much weight under it, I suppose it would have already been shipped out a while back. Yeah, so this is trying to rival Nintendogs and Cats. They don't look as good. However, if you're a bit bored with Nintendogs and Cats, or if your child's bored with them, you can get this and they might be a little bit better. I think I remember seeing it had some kind of...
Or you can go to Diggerland.
It's got like, well, they call it 12 different mini games, but the mini games include teaching tricks, playing ball, swimming, petting, agility course, and more. So the kind of stuff that you do in Nintendogs and cats.
Sounds
anyway.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Or you could get a real cat or dog. However, I'm sure if you buy the game,
cat.
You.
What do you want a cat for?
Cats are awesome.
Get a dog.
Don't knock cats.
What if they do leave hair everywhere?
Cats are so friendly.
At least dogs are funny. Bouncing around.
Cats are awesome.
Obviously, I mean a proper dog, not a dog this big.
It's pugs.
Like, that's not a, it's a rat.
Cute pug. I know, boxes are cool.
Bounce, man. A dog has to bounce.
Bounce.
Aye.
What do you mean bounce?
Like when they run, they have to bounce.
Oh, okay. What, and like ears flapping everywhere and...
Yeah.
Okay. Like a Labrador.
Like a proper dog.
Not like that little... I want to call it a snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle.
It's not a snickerdoodle because that's the type of food. That dog that you posted about getting attacked by a bird.
Oh, that's not a dog. That's a cat.
I can't remember what it was. A fluffy little thing in a handbag almost. So yeah, that's kind of all the releases.
No, wait, here's a proper dog.
yeah. Dog.
D-O-G. That was dog.
I think it might go bah instead of woof.
Nah, I never bought. Where are my dog pictures?
I have a picture of me with a dog.
And are you talking?
No, because I'm kind of done.
You're done, are you? But I'm trying to find a picture of a dog.
I know you're trying to find a picture of a dog, but that's we're done. Picture. There's no more games coming up. No more games. Yeah, so once again, it's a bit dry on the kind of release front. Oh, there you go. That's cute.
That is a dog.
That jumps on you when it says hi. Blech. You can see it inside of Madison's mouth. Blech. Or I actually meant on that image there. 2918.
That is a dog. Yeah? Not a cat. Stupid cats.
Just creepy.
Yeah, man.
It's creepy. Can you move it?
No, that's gone. That's staying on the screen now. That's my wallpaper.
Oh, is it?
It is now. Oh, that's... let's not do it. Yeah, man. See a dog. It's hunting down a rabbit. There's a rabbit around here somewhere. And there's more dogs. With a hat on.
How about we finish off the show?
Oh, no, the sheep's back. Go away, you damn sheep. If you're listening to the podcast, we do the episode live on Monday evenings at 8 o'clock, where you can join the chat room and so on. If you're watching it on YouTube already, you could download the podcast and listen to it on your portable machine or on your computer. Gamercast.net, YouTube channels, chat rooms to lives. You know, you people know this stuff by now.
Chat rooms to lives.
To lives. The live chat rooms.
Okay, I didn't understand what you said.
And you're like...
I'm obviously not lead enough. See, that's the picture I was talking about. That's cute. Shiny eyes. It looks like a massive tongue, though.
Yeah, man, dogs are better than cats.
Cats are cute.
Okay, let's find a picture of a cat.
How about we finish off the show?
No, we're comparing first. It to a cat.
Missy's cuter in a crisp bag.
Come on. I'm a cat. Meow. That's boring. So anyway, if you've got any feedback, leave it on the YouTube channel or on our website. Or you can send us an email, feedback@gamercast.net. We've also got a Twitter account if you want to follow that.
Twitter.com/gamercast.
Facebook page. If you want to like that as well, you can just find all the links to that on our website, gamercast.net. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Bye.